Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of President Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the Egyptian Revolution of 1952 and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Today, I would like to talk about the revival of African-Russian relations, which reached its height during the time of my grandfather. Relations between Russia and Africa started to take progressive steps towards the end of the Second World War, with diplomatic missions to Egypt and Ethiopia around that time. Although Russia did not take part in the colonization race between other European countries, it decided to side with the decolonization and the struggles that followed the aftermath of the African liberation movement. The Soviet Union became a strategic partner of many African states throughout the development of important national projects, the building of manufacturing facilities, the sale of armaments and technology transfer. Independent African states were looking to build strong armies and increase industrial capacity. The rift with the old colonial powers gave Russia an advantageous position in African cooperation. Given the level of mistrust towards the West and the fact that Russia didn't have a colonial past in Africa, as others did, today Russia has started to revive its foreign affairs missions to secure strategic partnerships with African states on the basis of common or shared interests. And many African states are relieved to engage in a cooperational dialogue rather than a conditional one. The military-industrial machine in Russia has been progressing in unison, manufacturing higher generation equipment in order to keep up with the US military technology and to compete globally to meet the demands of countries seeking to modernize or diversify their armies. As the world advances into a state of multipolarity and scarcity becomes a tangible threat, the need for creative solutions to address problematic issues in politics and the international economic system becomes crucial. With many countries now trying to win the race for the hearts, minds, and treasures of Africa, Africans will undoubtedly choose to work with the nations that they trust and whom they share a good history with. I believe Russia is in a good position to be a strong strategic partner in Africa, as it had been so in the past. Thank you, and see you here next time on RT.